Chapter 45. Often many a spill, that our hopes are high, and often, too often, vain. About 3 hours after the departure of the first messenger, he returned, and with an exceedingly long face knelt down, and presented to the Margrave a billet to the following effect. Convent of Nunnenworth, Friday afternoon. Sir, I have submitted too long to your ill usage, and am disposed to bear it no more. I will no longer be made the butt of your ribald satire, and the object of your coarse abuse. Last week you threatened me with your cane. On Tuesday last you threw a wine decanter at me, which hit the butler, it is true, but the intention was evident. This morning, in the presence of all the servants, you called me by the most vile, abominable name, which heaven forbid I should repeat. You dismissed me from your house under a false accusation. You sent me to this odious convent to be immured for life. Be it so. I will not come back, because, forsooth, you relent. Anything is better than a residence with a wicked, coarse, violent, intoxicated, brutal monster like yourself. I remain here forever, and blush to be obliged to sign myself, Theodore von Goldsberg. P.S.S. I hope you do not intend to keep all my best gowns, jewels, and wearing apparel, and make no doubt you dismissed me from your house in order to make way for some vile hussy, whose eyes I would like to tear out. T. 5. G. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.